We begin the Quran Daf and set this tiny stuff. Here's the beginning of Amid Base. Beginning Tres Master, beginning with the Gemara. Zehu Yochid Mechulu, Shero, Lemnoisi Parnas, Altsibet, that's fit to make him a leader on the people. Lemnoisi Parnas, or that's a not Gersa. Bezu Tama, what's a student? Kosh Hashem, the Bahalocha, Bahamaka Mechulu, wherever you ask him in the Bahalocha in any place, Mechulu, etc. Now, Tres says, because it's difficult. Because the Hach over here, the Gemara says, what's a Talmud? And says, if you ask him in the Bahalocha in any place. So Mashmid sounds the Kari Talmud. So who's a Talmud? It's obviously Shidei LaHashiv, the person who knows how to respond. Because Shem like Dvar Halacha B'chol Makom. If you ask him Dvar Halacha anywhere, Amre, and he says it, and we don't say that he's a leader on the tzibur. Now B'Hashem brings himself with Shabbos. Perek B'Chum. The Gemara Shabbos after B'Dal and Al brings. He's a Talmud. How do all the noisy parents on tzibur? What's a student that's fit to make him later on the Jewish people? Shidei LaHashiv. Kosh Hashoyel Dvar Halacha. If he knows how to respond, whatever you ask him in the Bahalachim, even in Mesechdis Kala. Amos says, you see, Harolim Noise, Paran Sal Tzibur, is to make him a leader on the Jewish people, when he knows how to respond, anywhere you ask. And Bahalachim Ashma, here it sounds like, Harolim Noise, Paran Sal Tzibur, to make him a leader, that's not the same idea as a Talmud, that's something else. But moreover, is the Bahalachim Ashma, the Yachar Adav. Here in Asuk, it sounds like that individual that's fit to be a partner on the tzibur, he's better than Stam Talmud. But the comment from that, that's Besamach, like Kol Roitz Lassas Atzma Yachal Oysa. Not everyone wants to make himself an individual who can make himself. But Roitz Lassas Atzma Talmud Oysa, but a woman who makes a student can make himself. Now that's typical from the Gemara and Shabbos, that there it sounds like the partner is the individual that knows how to answer anything, which in our Gemara is saying that's what the Talmud is. The Shlomo says, what you can say is the Yeshchilik B'Talmud. There's a difference of what's considered Talmud. There's two types. And that will resolve the contradiction. The davka k'shedav b'al makam echad is specifically if the teacher comes to one place. B'chol tamim mesal all the students next to him. Zeshol l'rab mashu loymid v'zeshol b'makam echad. One asks him from where he's learning, one asks him from somewhere else. Loyser rabbi deil hashem b'chol tamim them l'chol echad b'echad kibish al asay ve'vem zechus kala. That rabbi knows how to respond to all the students every single one according to his question, even zechus kala. Zehu yachad the other mitamad d'achol. That's an individual who's better than the student that we're saying over here. Nikatamad hasam b'perikalik charm, and that's what's called the bedei tamad. That's the type of Talmud that Talmud Chacham that's fit to make him a leader on the Jewish people. But if he only knows how to respond in his own Mesechta, that's also called a Talmud of a Chacham. That we say over here, that we're saying that you ask him even the Mesechta Zekal, meaning even if that's the only Mesechta that he knows, that's considered Talmud, but that's not everywhere, which that would be considered someone that would be the role of Nursa Pran Saltzib. Ours is not talking about that. Someone goes someplace where they're fasting, the place where they're not fasting. So he should fast and complete the fast. Where? Says Tracy, he qualifies. It doesn't make a difference. He plans on going back, doesn't plan on going back. Ultimately, he accepted the times in the place where he was, and then he left. He has to finish the times. Yagvin said to the Shvatim, why are you Tisro? Where Kemoishim Befarsh, like the Gemara explains, it means Altira Atzlam Befnei Esav Bechulu. Don't show yourselves in front of the sons of Esav as if you guys have, and we don't want them to think that you guys are so satisfied. But the Yesh Medrash Tosfos brings a Medrash that interprets differently. Lama Tisro Perish Lama Tiv Kachushin. Why are you going to be famished from the hunger? Which, according to that interpretation, it's not like our Gemara brings that they actually had just they shouldn't show. Actually, was that they actually were hungry and therefore. Why aren't you going down to get food from Mitzrayim? Then next says Master begins with the Gemara. Altir gizu baderech. Shnar sugi was saying, don't be engaged in dvar halacha because it's not good for the journey. The Beyesh Medrash, the Medrash actually says the other way around. Altir siku mitdvar halacha. Don't stop from dvar halacha. That would be the regis in the derech, and so that's the in contrast to our sugi. Next says Master begins with the Gemara. In b'nei dibri Torah rum l'sar. If you have two people going together and there's no words of Torah between them, they're fit to be burnt. Says in the pasuk, they were going and they were talking, which time they could do the because they were talking, but halacha, therefore they didn't get burnt. But if they wouldn't be, then they're fit to be get burnt. That's how our Gemara says it. But yes, there's a Medrash that actually says, no, shame, ho, you madam, drum, but they're actually speaking idle chatter. And therefore they're the contrary, therefore they were fit to get burnt because they were speaking idle chatter. Next, his master begins with the Gemara Psir Gasa. Someone takes large strides, and they tell us Achas Mechamish Meis Memor In Shalavim. Takes away 1/500th of a person's vision. And Tosfos says the unspoken question is: Bein Lachsh, don't ask him. If there's a case, Mechamish Meis Psir Gasa. So if someone takes 500 large steps, Yinitl Kamar In Shalavim. That's it. It should take away his whole entire vision. Ibeka Chazidan the Lav Hochi. But we see that's not the case. Same people take large strides, more than 500 of them, and they're still able to see. So this is an Ilf Ashi could explain that Psi Rishain, it's the first step that's Nitl Achas Machamesh Meas. That takes 1/500. Now, if I'm seeing Shnia, the second step, little pachas min rishon, that takes less than the first one because Shnia, and it tells el achar mechamish mes hanashar, because the second one's now only taking 500 of what's left over, which is less than the first one. It might be serious in the Beit Rebbe, like we find in Ksubetav Samaches Benalov, which is when he says you have to give a certain amount to the daughters and so on and so forth. It's not that it's going to be a tenth of the total. It's a tenth of what's remaining. So therefore, yeah, taking 500 steps is not going to remove the whole thing because it keeps on getting 500 of that. Now, that itself is also difficult. The Maishma Pesir Rishon tells us in the Shnei, why would the first step be taking more than the second step? It should be a natural cause that they should all be taking the same amount. At least from the other states, what you could say is, when it tells Pesir Rishon Dafka, the truth is, no, it's actually only the first step, and if it doesn't deplete the person's whole vision, it's only the first step, the large stride that takes 1/500th of his vision. And from that point on, it's what's called in Halacha, once it's already been thrashed, it's stressed, meaning that harm has already been depleted already. And it's not going to cause further damage. Read not me, another approach, actually. No, yeah, to answer the question that we just asked before, Psi Rishon tells Tvei, yes, the first step is going to take more away a person's vision than the other ones. Mishum Nechalas Chalas Kashas, we know there's an aphorism that all beginnings are difficult. And then the first step is going to be more harmful than the remaining steps. A person should always leave in a state of kitayv when it's light. Where they discuss all the different sources that we find this idea by and what do we learn from each specific source. The mayana is the mind because the intestines, when a person eats a lot before he goes on the journey.